how does the collaboration work there? Do you create something jointly, or do you react to each other's work? How's it going to go down?
Well, at this point, we're going to exchange forms. So Norman is giving me images of trees, and I'm giving him poems. And we're going to be responding to each other's work so that when the show goes up, there'll be a little dialogical a conversation between us as far as our work goes. And we're not going to talk about our work with each other. I've said, Norman, I don't want to know anything about this tree that you hand me. There'll be probably be a title, or if there isn't, I'll give it a title. And I'm not going to explain to you about the poems. We're going to pretend that we're in different cities, and we're sending things through the mail, because I just think it'll be a fresh take on a gift that we get from each other.
And you already have collaborated a little bit just driving around in the car, right?
Well, right. Norman drove me the 12 miles of highway here on the island, and I just did a little list poem of the things that I saw while Norman was driving me around.
Can we hear the list poem?
Sure. Driving around with Norman, Vestrovia at 3,000 feet, Shotgun Alley. I'd love to know the story or invent one. Japanese investment in Sitka, the first mill after World War II. No ruckus. We want your trees, they said. Sitka spruce, a snag 400 years old, cut down, wood at the base, perfect. Raptor Way, the Raptor Center, the National Cemetery for Veterans. Forest Service, in decline. Gavin Hill Trail up to Alpine Meadows. Indian River salmon spawning and die off. The drizzle begins. We're closing the pulp mill, they said. We can't meet the environmental regulations. The floating bridge from Seattle becomes a dock. Old Sitka, the native village. Out by the estuary, the road ends north. Eagles on a snag, C-Mart grocery store, 3 veterinarians serve the pet community, mountains and valleys, the sisters of the Indian River Valley, the new alternative high school on a walking path along the water, the first Episcopal church, at the fine arts camp, the gym, totally manned by volunteers. Radio Raven above the Larkspur Cafe.
I think the main difference between artists and regular people is you make it so easy. You make it seem...
It is easy. This is the simplest kind of poem. Anyone can do one. It's just a listing of things.
I know, but why haven't I done that? Why hasn't anybody written that poem
yet? I don't know.
The driving around writing a list poem with Norm is not your first encounter with lists. I guess you have sort of a backstory with your mother and her grocery lists.
I do. A list is the easiest form of a poem, for starters. But when I was a kid, the first thing I really wanted was a horse. And so I put a horse at the top of my mother's shopping list for a while. And I was getting nowhere. So I changed it to a piano. And that didn't go anywhere either. So I don't know about the success of list poems, but that was my first list poem, top of my mother's grocery list.
And did she ever respond? Did she ever like bring you like a horse sticker or anything like that? Did she ever sort of tease you a little bit?
I wish she would have. I think that she felt badly that she couldn't give me these things that I wanted, and she didn't think what she could do to acknowledge my request because she felt badly. So no, she didn't kid me about it. She just said, well, we can't afford that. And, you know, it's the kind of early memory that you take with you for a long time.
Why do you take it with you for a long time, I wonder?
Well, I've been thinking about just that that question about what we keep and what we pitch. And I have a poem about that. And what did I decide? I think I decided that what we don't get imprints on us very strongly, even sometimes more strongly than what we receive. And that may just be an ex-Catholic speaking, or that may be how most of us are. I don't know. We could take a little vote.
Oh, I've heard that somewhere too, that desiring is a stronger feeling than having.
Uh-huh.
And yes. You have published a book and another one on the way?
Yes, my first book is called Primary Sources, and that's the book that I sent to Carolyn to apply for the Institute. As I said, as she said, this is the first collaboration, and so I'm getting to collaborate with an old and dear friend, which is lovely. And to be here, Sitka is absolutely stunning. I'm just beside myself with the beauty of what is here. And the people are so friendly and sweet, really, kind. Wow. Thank you, Sitka.
Do you have any plans, any concrete plans while you're here, any specific work goals, or are you just hoping to just kind of try and experience this collaboration and see what springs forth?
I think both are true. Of course, Norman and I will be doing this exchange, but then there are just going to be Alaska poems, you know, of my experiences here. My husband is going to come up from Oregon and join me for the last week. So I'm looking, that will be really fun. And I know he's going to love Sitka as well. So it just feels like somebody gave me a great gift I didn't even ever imagine to be able to come here. And I'm very honored to be asked, to have been asked, and thrilled to be here.